Well, this is a day that will be long remembered. The official launch of Reset Wars, which is going to be an entire group of incredible pieces that really will transfer all the knowledge that I've been able to gain with all these other expert guests and researchers and callers in our fight against the globalist to the people. I mean, really, this is not my memoir because I'm far from being done in this fight, but really the brain trust of understanding what we're up against and how God gave us the power through God to override it. This is how the globalists see the science of controlling us, and they realize it's spiritual. So we're going to be looking at it from the scientific perspective in Mind Wars, and then in part two, the Spirit Wars. And my good friend Jake Ducey is here with us, best-selling author, and also very, very a popular YouTuber and beyond. You see these folders I have here that are all, I mean, just one of these folders is just, if you understood this, you would be so much more free, such a more powerful person to be able to stand up against evil, because we want you to be powerful. The globalists want you to be weak. The observer effect, just this is the keys to destiny right here. And then this whole stack tying into declassified documents on mind control, where we're going to show you the CIA, this is just one sliver of how they see mind control and how it dovetails with what we're telling you, but how to not be controlled by it. You understand? So this is the real deal. When you got psychologists and you've got these mainline preachers and others, their priest class that Jesus talked about, they don't want you to figure out how the whole game works. They want to control you and make you think they're the light, like a anglerfish has that light out front of its head, but really it's going to kill you. And so Jake didn't even want to come on air. He's really helped me behind the scenes. And I said, please, because you really helped me with this course a lot. I couldn't have done it without you, because he was able to take a lot of stuff from my show and help me get it and put it together. Because again, we were going to do Reset Wars on just the Great Reset and finances and how to fight it or how to get around censorship or other things. And I said, no, I want to do Spirit Wars, Mind Wars. And what's crazy is he then really, so much of this course helped me put together. So God was working through us both on this. So that's why this is such an important emergency broadcast. Jake, in the hour we have, I don't know where to start. We've got some other special guests coming up after you leave us that I've asked to come on the show that are really aware of how these systems work. But please take the floor for a while and break this down, because you've done a lot of work.
We just wanted to let you know exactly what's going on, why this is so powerful. You know, you probably saw an incredible piece of content about it or whatnot, but today is the day where you can actually purchase Alex Jones's first ever digital course. As you know, it's called Reset Wars. So if you enjoyed today's presentation, we highly encourage you to sign up, support InfoWars, support and fund this operation.
And again, folks, we're always tomorrow's news today. I don't tell you something's powerful unless it is, okay? I'm neurotic about only telling the truth. When I say this is the most powerful information we've ever released, it's not hype. So it's incredible info that'll change your life, especially if you actually research it, take notes, and use this technology that God gave us, A. And then B, you're funding the info war at a time they're trying to shut us down, and that capital keeps us on air and lets us expand not just this project, but others. But this is our most important project right now. So Jake Ducey, please continue. ResetWars.com. Go there. Sign up now. The course is now live. It's now available.
And, you know, it's first of all, I'm really honored to have worked with you on this. I've been a fan for 15 years, and I believe, I know you've said it too, this is the most important work that you've done. And so, you know, you might be listening to this and you're wondering what on earth even is Reset Wars. And what it is it's Alex Jones' first ever online course, online training, breaking down exactly how they built this control system, how to rewire your mind, and transform your life. How Alex was able to basically unconsciously use a lot of these secrets of the universe, the observer effect, to go from, I didn't know, 17-year-old kid recording in his closet to creating this epic thing. And this isn't an online course for some random guy on the internet standing in front of a car. I mean, we're talking about literally one of the 10 most influential and powerful people in America. You know, Joe Rogan says that Alex is his biggest shows he's ever done. So this is Alex breaking it down, and it's been an honor to be involved in this. The other thing we were talking about that's pretty cool is this is also the supply chains, right, are a real thing. And that's the controlled demolition of American society, is shut these supply chains down. And InfoWars is obviously a very important movement. And you guys buying the supplements is a way that funds this incredible operation. And I know Alex and everyone is sincerely grateful that you guys do that. But one of the hardships that has from time to time is sometimes there's supply chain disruptions. Who knows what the future is? And so we also set this up just in case. We have a digital course available that if, God forbid, the supply chains get worse, God forbid one day products aren't available, that InfoWars has this. So this is another tool in the tool belt to support the cause, but no more hype. Let's start with Alex. I've watched this course over six times now, and I've got all the table of contents, everything in front of me here. Let's start with, you wanted to call this Reset Wars, but you said it was Spirit Wars and Mind Wars. So let's start with, what is the Spirit War? What does that mean to you?
Well, the ancients didn't have what we call modern science and the whole scientific method, but they learned laws of the universe and things that were going on. And so they called all that the spirit or the invisible, but they said there are things out there that we can't see. Well, obviously, we now know that limited light spectrum we see is not even 1/1,000,000th of what's really going on in the universe. And so what we call spirit wars is the older systems that the cults and different religions used to control people, because they were aware of these laws. They weren't actually sure where they came from or how they operated, but they knew that they were there and that they could basically get people to conform to their wishes because they didn't have as much knowledge as they had. And so we now have more knowledge about science than people had 5,000 years ago. We have billions of times more knowledge about actual scientific, you know, data. But we almost have, you know, less of a connection to the quote spiritual than we did 5,000 years ago. And so we talk about spirit wars. That's the old models and how humans saw it. And then now as we learn more with science, we learn that that's actually very accurate and actually real. So spirit wars and mind wars are two different things that are basically the same thing. And what we're doing is creating, just like in quantum physics, a unified field theory, and just trying to explain that the CIA can have its names for how it controls you and think, but that's just their projection as a grid, as a language. We're giving you the basic language of how this actually operates, what they're manipulating, because the basic is the most complex. It doesn't have names. And once you hear all this, you will inherently already know this is all true. You'll say, that's who I am, because this is what God made. And man can try to define all this all day, but only the Holy Spirit and the divine connection can actually come in and lead God and direct you. And that's what this free will journey is you're not jacking into the matrix of the metaverse. You're jacking into the Holy Spirit, and the creator of the universe.
Yeah. And one of the things that one of my favorite parts of the course, so Alex breaks down the entire spiritual war, the history of it, why it's important, how it fits into the Great Reset. Later in the course, there's an entire chapter on, you know, sometimes some of Alex's favorite, most famous bits are some 30-second piece where you're on Rogan, you know, and it's, you get late at night, it's the third hour of the show, and you say some random thing for just a minute about the universe, and everyone's like, whoa, Alex is incredible. Well, imagine getting 6 hours of Alex divinely inspired, organized, codified with all this research, actually breaking down the secrets of the universe. That's what this is about and why I think so important. And one of the parts that I love about the course is the second chapter is Beyond the Great Reset. And, you know, we all know, obviously, this Great Reset agenda, these compulsory jabs, this lockdown, move to climate change lockdowns, put us on the carbon emissions system, attach the social credit score, do all of that stuff. But in the course, one of the things that I thought was really cool, because, you know, at this point, a lot of people know what the Great Reset is, and they kind of know roughly what it's about. You'll own nothing, you'll be happy. But you talk about going beyond the Great Reset. And you talk about how really the whole goal of the Great Reset, of these compulsory mRNA shots and all of this bunk, is basically about modifying your spiritual DNA, because all throughout history, you know, obviously Alex, more than like almost anyone in the world, is an astute researcher into the history of control systems and tyrants. And you talk about how tyrants have always, first, you say in the course, first they come for your mind, then they come for your soul. And you talk about how the Great Reset is coming for the soul through these compulsory shots to modify you so you're no longer connected to your spiritual DNA and disconnecting you that, because that's what they fear most. They have to do that to successfully build their slave state. And I thought maybe you could go into a little bit of what you, what's behind the beyond the Great Reset and their goal to suppress our higher connection.
Well, if you look at Bill Gates, or you look at Elon Musk, or you look at Jeff Bezos, they're always trying to innovate and make the new civilization, the new thing. But because humans are here and humans are already dominant, they're trying to build something anti-human, because that's the only way they can innovate, even though it's something not even one billionth as good as what God already gave us. I mean, that's a top scientist will tell you, like Wozniak, the founder of Apple with Steve Jobs, co-founder. You know, an ant's brain is a trillion times more complex than the best AI. I mean, the best AI looks at like pictures and it says, you know, show us the three boats or show us the motorcycles. And it can't even tell you out of six squares motorcycles, but a three-year-old can look and say, there's the motorcycles. And so it's a fraud. Its only power of the AI takeover grid is the metaverse system they're setting up, the, you know, the phones, the screens, all of it, to get us to follow the orders of it. Or think of it like a red light system. We agree to go with the light system because it makes it easier to flow around. It's part of a social contract. We agree to it because it works good and because it's part of that contract. But it's super simple. Its power is that we give it power. And so what the globalists are building is not like a red light system, the traffic signal system. It is designed to make us weak and integrate it into their AI system, to actually have us give their AI robot system human empowerment. So it's a human-machine interface driven by machines. They're trying to make us the hardware and the software. They're trying to suck us out of the third dimension into a lower false silicon dimension. And so we have to innovate by realizing we are the innovation. And the fact that we can recognize beauty is infinity more powerful than any, quote, machine that can just calculate numbers. And that this is an attempted corporate takeover of our very species. And so we go through all that in the course, and how if you just start understanding this and start using this information and helping others, they'll see the difference. They'll see it's the way. They'll see the leadership. And then that will be an exodus out of this system and beyond the Great Reset. Because the Great Reset is really here to suppress us and try to keep us from the new Renaissance, from the new Enlightenment, from the next level. It's not really the future. It's the old world order trying to trap us and take control of us before we accelerate this transcendence.
Yeah, powerful. And we're going to be playing a couple clips. In a moment, I want to talk about what's one of my favorite portions of the entire course, and a term you've never, I mean, there's a lot of terms in this course you will have never heard of. And one of the ones that Alex coined is the emotional control grid. And it's a very important term that we're going to be talking about here in a moment as we kind of move through what are some of my favorite chapters that are throughout this course. Alex kept calling it the whole time, it's like a video book. So it's 11 chapters broken down, everything from how mind control works, how to break out of it, the spiritual wars, the mind wars.
Yeah, this is really a book. I mean, that's what it is. You were saying, you know, this is really a book we're putting together. I was like, yeah, kind of like Frank Herbert called it a film book or a video book. That's what this is. It's really a visual book.
It's a visual book. And so,
a visual course.
And so we're going to play just one of my quick favorite parts from the course here. But before we do that, we'll be back on, talk about the emotional control grid, some amazing stories about Alex you never heard. Remember, Reset Wars is officially out today, and that it is available everywhere.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, let's let the listeners know, because I mean, we haven't gotten this yet, but we should. We intend to roll out a whole new system through this and weekly reports and monthly reports and physical books and so much. That's why when we say being part of Spirit Wars, Mind Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, and the Great Reset, as we counter the Great Reset with Reset Wars, is getting in on the next level of the InfoWars fight and what the enemy has really, really feared. Because I've always had a sense of destiny and will and knowing I was doing it for the right reason, knowing I was doing it because I wasn't going to let humanity be enslaved. And I've just seen the power of God flowing through me. And that can happen with you as well at a level you've never experienced. And once you experience this Promethean fire, you're going to be on a whole new path. So go to resetwars.com and keep us on the air, but also get this groundbreaking information that is, you know, people pay hundreds of thousands of dollars for these fake college educations that basically are worthless in most cases. Well, this, ladies and gentlemen, is not even a fraction of that. And it is how the enemy is controlling you and the secrets to unlock your mind and free yourself from it. And it keeps InfoWars on the air. A total, complete 360 win. ResetWars.com.
Why should you order Reset Wars? It will help you understand how to survive, prepare, and thrive in the Great Reset. Pressure is coming, and they're ramping it up. With this course, you'll finally know what's really going on and how to prepare. This course will give you the strength to resist the pressure of the Great Reset and make it to the other side. Join right now and order Reset Wars today at ResetWars.com.
All right, we're back here this evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Jake Ducey is here. This is Reset Wars, ResetWars.com. This is the secrets of how they're controlling us and basically a cheat sheet to be aware of it and to be conscious of it. And none of us are perfect, but the process is incredible and is dramatic if you'll just watch the course, take notes, and then start putting it into common sense function. Jake Ducey, we got so many notes, so much to get to. Let's start plowing into it.
Yeah, so one of my favorite things about the course is one, my favorite bits of you have always just been a bitter piece where you talk about quantum physics. And in this, you've got an entire chapter, an entire training breaking down, not only it from an abstract level, but how to apply it into your life. And so I thought we'd go into there. And one of the things that I really like about the course is how you turn everything into an exercise. This isn't just like abstract information or news. This is every chapter Alex built is devoted to specifically helping you apply a new section into your life. And when you go through, not only is the chapter on quantum physics and the observer effect one of the most beautiful bits in the whole course, but you end that chapter with experiment, with a challenge, with an exercise. And you talk about suspending your disbelief and testing the power of human consciousness, allowing, you know, your vision for your life to be built, the impact you can have to change this world to be built in your consciousness, and then testing the power of consciousness into your life to create it. And I love that. But before we get into that, I thought, let's start with what is the observer effect and why is it important that we understand the significance of that from a quantum subatomic perspective? And you talk about how reality is created from the subatomic level and how the elites use that. But what is the observer effect all about, or what fascinates you most about it?
Well, Jake, I made you come in here because you're super smart. I think you make points as good as I do. And I'm in the course and I lay it all out. But you've got your own perspective, which I totally agree with, but it's just from a different angle. And so I could, you know, give people the technical definition of it. I could talk about it for hours, but I'd like to hear your definition of it. The observer effect is the fact that when we pray for something, it actually has an effect on the universe. When we observe something, it actually has an effect on the universe. And with computers and with spectrometers and under the observation, this has been proven. And they know that electrons and neutrons and atoms go in and out of this dimension. The energy's there, it's gone. It goes back and forth. And observing it has a major effect on it. And that energy is not destroyed. It is only transferred into something else. So this is all Newtonian physics, but then up to quantum physics, and the fact that the globalists use us like hacked computers. heard of zombie attack, you know, where the hackers go out and they take over 1,000, 10,000, 20,000 computers, a million computers, and then they can take down whole governments, whole corporations, whole systems, because they've taken control of those computers, and now those computers are doing zombie attacks. Well, that's what happens with us. The enemy knows this and is programming people. So this isn't like Oprah Winfrey's secret, where you just imagine something and want it so you get it. This is if you're in God's will and focus and in the and moving in this path, then it becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. It's electromagnetic. And that's basically, I mean, we get into the science of it and spend a lot of time, probably an hour or something, on it in the course. But what's your view on it?
Well, I like what you said, because, you know, if someone's watching this and they're like, well, what does quantum physics have to do with defeating the Great Reset? And the thing is that there's a reason that we aren't taught the real science in schools, because, like you said, that's a good analogy of how the observer effect in quantum physics, everything's energy, consciousness creates reality down to the subatomic level. Sometimes subatomic particles are particles, sometimes they're waves in another dimension. This creates the entire world. This is why, you know, tech people say it's a simulation. Although I don't love that word, because a simulation, you know, we think of it as a video game, which kind of takes out the spirit of it, the animating spirit of life.
We have higher orders that are expressed in this dimension.
Yeah, and I like, and the reason I think that this is so important is because once we understand that, everything shifts. And so one of the powerful things that I learned, that just sitting in on the course and watching it so many times, is basically how you were able to use this to go from a 17-year-old, 16-year-old kid recording in your closet to becoming one of the most powerful people in America, like quite literally. And it's the exact same process that all of us can use, but when we don't understand it, we create our own enslavement, which is how this whole globalist, that's what
exactly. If you, they're, they look, the CIA, we will, right here, we'll show it to you. They know this, they say this, they're using it against you. So imagine if, because they have to trick you though. If you're in control of yourself, you can get hundreds of times more control than they get over you yourself. So it's kind of like you said on the show when you were here recently, brainwash yourself before somebody else brainwashes you.
And so I want to talk, because Alex doesn't talk about himself that much. And even in the course, I was like, man, you got so many good stories. And Alex didn't want to go into everyone, but I was forcing him to. One of the stories that I think so powerful, that will be so powerful for anyone that's going through this course, is because this whole thing is about keeping our self-image really low. And if we don't realize how powerful we are, they win. But if a bunch of people wake up and activate, find that strength, the game's over. There's a bunch of us running around realizing we create reality. And I didn't know you started in your closet. And one of the stories, you know, I was asking you about, you know, getting banned when you got kicked off of, when they all in one fail swoop, they took you guys off everywhere. And I want you to tell the story about the first time when you had this vision that you were going to be doing radio and fight this whole system. When that time when you entered the contest of the local radio show and you were a teenager or pretty young, and you were supposed to create your own fake show, send it in to try to win. And the reason I love this is because it didn't really go that well for you when they ended and the guy ended up just making fun of you on air. And I want you to tell that story and what happened out of that, you know, because you had a powerful, you know, realization out of it that it was actually this good thing, that you knew you're going to be successful from it. And I think a lot of us, you know, we get knocked down by life so much, we don't realize how powerful we are. That's what this course is all about. So tell that story, you know, so what happens? There's this contest, you cut this clip, what happened?
Well, to make a long story short, the LBJ family owned KLBJ at that time. And it was the, you know, number one talk station, arguably in Texas, covered most of the state. And I was listening to it in high school, this Rush Limbaugh was on there. And they had a shakeup and got new host. And they had this host who was a visiting host on for a few months. And he said, okay, we're having a contest. Produce a radio show, record it, send it in, and maybe you'll get a job here. And he wasn't really even doing that. Turns out he was a radio consultant. He was trying to get the job himself. He didn't. And so I went with my cousin, who had already gotten to college. He's about a year older than me. I was just a senior in high school, and he had a bunch of recording equipment. So I did like a whole, basically hour, me reading out of news articles, talking about things. I wish I could find that tape somewhere, but it was pretty good. And I also cut ads to show that I could cut ads, all this stuff. So he gets it, and then people start calling me going, hey, you know, that guy's on there playing clips, making fun of me. And I remember he said, Alex, because I called in, he hung up and he goes, you want show business, but show business doesn't want you. And then there I was 10, 12 years later, you know, obviously having a popular show on that very station. But it was just a few years later, 4 or 5 years later, that actually had a local radio show on another station that had better ratings than that station. So I guess I was 22, 23. So I guess about 6 years later, I had the number one show on a talk radio station in that market. Here was a guy making fun of me, telling me I couldn't. But I didn't take that as negative, that I was like, wow, I sent it in. They're talking about me all over the radio. This is great. I'm going to keep moving forward and try to get a show. And it was because I wanted a show that I had a show at 21 years old on the weekend that got really popular. Then boom, I was on weeknights. And then boom, I was. And so it was, again, just the fact that I got out there and I did it.
And when we started off this segment, I said one of my favorite parts was you end every lesson. Like, think about this like InfoWars University, right? This is everything that we should be learning that we're not learning, and we're not learning it for a reason. And I said one of my favorite parts is the exercise, and you talk about suspending your disbelief. And the reason that all of this, I believe, is so important and why it gives me a lot of hope, you know, I was kind of depressed with everything happening, having a kid, being unsure what's going to happen next. And I realized that the key is that all of us need to realize, like, that we are just as, you know, we all watch Alex and we all love Alex and we all, you know, look at him as a big inspiration. But when we all realize that we can tap into that same power, that's when everything shifts, when that occurs. And I just think it's a great example of how you can literally bend reality to your own will. Here's this kid, literally, he got made fun of on air when he sent in a contest. And then he became one of the most powerful people in America. And I know he shakes his head and he's, but it's a perfect testament that when you have a vision, when you have a purpose, and we live from that, that's when everything shifts. The globalists can't stop us. The control system can't stop us.
And here's something people don't get about prayer. God rarely gives you the way you want something at that time. It's the Garth Brooks song, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. But when you want something in line with what God wants, then God can open doors and do things for your will to be successful. And that's basically what happens is, that's why they say, go with God, be with God, vaya con Dios. And that just means go with God, be in that stream. And that's really what happens. Because there was way more obstacles and stuff. And I learned really quick, like, when I don't give up through an obstacle and I learn from an obstacle, I get even stronger. Nietzsche said, but that which doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. So what I'm saying to people is, be aware of this. And they want us alone, at home, hooked into their garbage, depressed, because that's how they control us, keeping us in the five senses. Just be positive. Realize you're connected to the divine, and then realize that you actually have an interface with the divine and that God wants to help you. But you got to get through the training wheels process, and then, you know, it's like your parents let you go riding the bike now. Now you got all that power. What's going to happen? But God only gives you the amount of power you can handle at each level.
And so I just recently did a interview with Harrison for your show here on InfoWars, the American Journal. And he had heard about Reset Wars here and there, but, you know, just kind of from the hype perspective, didn't even really know what is it. He didn't realize it was this incredible online course breaking all these things down and from the mind of Alex Jones to this depth. And so he and I were just on air and we were talking, Alex, and I said to him, we were discussing why we think one of the secret keys for us to win is breaking what you call in the course your fake identity. And he was talking about the depatterning documents in MK Ultra. They use the term depatterning when they're erasing people's minds. And he was bringing it back to, he's like, I realize just like Nobody thinks they're that powerful. They think the globalists have all the control, and then a couple people like Alex and Joe Rogan are powerful, and the rest of us should just kind of sit in the stadium, and we're just kind of watching, hoping Alex and Joe can, like, defeat everyone. But in the course, you have a term that I love that I was telling Harrison about. You called it, you're talking about victimhood, but not from the traditional sense of like, oh, I'm white, or oh, I'm black and I'm a victim. You do an exercise where you go through, are you a victim to the New World Order? I think you call it the victim of the awake is what you call it. And you're like, you know what's happening in the world. You've watched Endgame. You watch a show every day. You know all about the news. But what about these secrets to the universe? Are they influencing your personal reality? Are you where you want to be financially? Do you believe you can't? And you start going through their vision for their life and what's stopping them.
Well, that's it. Almost being aware of it and then doing nothing is joining it. You want to be aware of it and then realize you can overpower it. You can defeat it.
And that's why I love it. Imagine if 10...
We also say, instead of victimology, victoryology.
Oh yeah, that's what you say. That's a good one too. And the reason that this is so important is because, I don't know, I think that you talk about... I said to you, I'm like, InfoWars is tomorrow's news today, and Reset Wars is tomorrow's wisdom today. And when a bunch of people...
And that's your point. Wisdom is different than knowledge. Knowledge is understanding the past and how basic things work. Wisdom is understanding the totality and all the different arts and information, having a spiritual connection and a vision for the future.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't say it any better than that. And so we're going to... In fact, right here, we'll cut to a clip of one of my favorite bits of Alex discussing that subject here. We'll be back in a moment, but before we go to break, I'll toss it over to the head honcho let you know that you can now purchase this amazing first of many online
Absolutely.
Courses.
The globalists are so scared of what we're doing. Everybody came to me over the years and said, you need to put things like in courses. You need to put things kind of like what you saw with PragerU. And we are intending, with the financing and support from viewers and listeners like you, to do the PragerU things, the animations, the videos on all the major topics and subjects, but from our own perspective, and to make more courses and to do courses on how to build independent media, courses on finance, courses on survival, combat courses. Not that I'm some badass, but we're going to have those folks in. So that from the school of knowledge of we the people, we do that because that's what they don't like. They want the institutions. They want the control. We're trying to build institutions here. And so you really are the alumni who take this course, and you really are the boosters that say, hey, this guy's had some big success for freedom. We bet on the right horse. Thank God InfoWars is there. And now Jones isn't sitting there on his laurels. No, he's going all out in the face of the enemy and not backing down. Let's go get the course. So it's at resetwars.com, resetwars.com, and it is absolutely well worth it. And again, it will finance so much more we're going to do. This is going to end up being as big as everything else we've done. I mean, all of it combined. This is going to be the whole new big enchilada is what's going to roll out of this. And this is basically the master class and the big, large compendium. And then we're going to zoom in, and there's a lot of zooming in this course as well, on every little facet and take that to the next level. But this is the foundation. But this foundation alone, if you just act on the spiritual connection to God, that God doesn't come in until you ask for God to come in, just that is everything. That's everything. That's the answer. That's why out of all these things we want to do and all these things we want to expose and bring to light, the number one thing is you're an eternal being that has free will and can decide where you want to go. You want to take an express elevator to hell or express elevator to heaven? You want to dial into the creator of the universe who's waiting for you and loves you, or do you want to submit to this evil? You want to get past the priest class and have a personal relationship with your creator, or do you want to continue to be a slave? That's what Reset Wars is all about. Mind War, Spirit War is available right now at resetwars.com.
Why should you order Reset Wars today? It will help you prepare yourself and protect your family from the Great Reset. The globalists are about to attack like never before. They're ramping up for total collapse of society. With this course, you'll finally know how to prepare mentally, spiritually, and financially for the coming hard times. This course will give you the mental and spiritual strength to defeat the Great Reset and how to protect yourself, your friends, and your family. Head to ResetWars.com right now and join today.
So you see it all over the news. They don't even hide it. The music, the flicker rate of the TV, the subliminal messages, everything is to program your subconscious, to remove the innate subconscious that your spiritual interface uses and create a false subconscious that is their property. And then to make your soul, your spirit, your essence, your whole genetic memory as well, epigenetically believe that that is who you are. And again, the best way to clear this out is the Holy Spirit. We get to that in the course at ResetWars.com. But Jake, let's start drilling into this because I want people to see some of these CIA documents, the lockdown PSYOP propaganda. It's just an example of how they're admitting what we're talking about is they have created this false creature. They erased who you really were. We want to erase the false creature, which is quite easy if you're aware of it, and get back to who we originally were.
Yeah, and in the course, I mentioned it earlier, it's probably my favorite term that you coined in the whole course, and that's the emotional control grid, and that the entire New World Order system is based off of keeping you in an emotional flux. I think you say, so the emotional control grid, you said, is the mental and emotional plane that they trap you on. And you talked about, I'd never heard of a term called trauma-based mind control, and that they use the emotions of trauma-based mind control to program your subconscious that controls 95% of your life.
And then you did a search on it and found it was a lot of the stuff already in the course, but from our perspective. Yeah. It's not like we're just, oh, Jones has come out with a pseudo-psychology thing. No, this is the real cheat sheet, folks. They don't want you to know.
And what was amazing, because after we filmed this course, I was like, how many thousands of declassified documents could I find proving this, everything that Alex broke down in the course? And some of the most, I would say horrific parts is in MK Ultra. I remember I sent it to you right when I got home after you filmed. I'm like, check this out. And they use that term called depatterning. And it's a Dr. Cameron with the woman with his notes, and he has this woman asleep for like 17 days.
You got the note there, right? Or we can put it on screen for people, but yeah.
We'll put it up on screen. They have her asleep and on drugs, and they're erasing her mind during MK Ultra to what, Alex, you talk about, I think you call it the fake identity in the course that all of us have come to believe is us. And the note says, she is in her second stage of depatterning. And it goes on and it's like, this woman has been depatterned to such an extent that she forgot how to chew and swallow. And so we thought it was so powerful because I was saying to you, I'm like, people don't realize that MK Ultra isn't just this crazy government overreach. Why were they doing it? They were doing it because they realized the secrets of psychology and how the mind is just a computer operating system that you can install new software and new hardware.
And they were erasing the real identity to create the new one that they could then program. Because in the MK Ultra, they depattern. They get rid of who you really were to then create this new template that they program and control. And that's how they use racism, all of it, is the environmental movement. It's all that new identity that they teach you. You're this identity. And now they can change out what the identity is all the time. It's like a program, exactly. Or it's like a DVD you put in a player. You just become this passive robot, which you're not a robot. Because, again, you think they got programming? They can just trick you into this. God, if you call God in, will blast it all out. Holy Spirit, baby, the big download.
And what I love about it is not just from the abstract, you know, oh, there's MK Ultra, or I mean, there's thousands of these. They call them in the declassified documents non-lethal electromagnetic weapons that they started testing in the 60s and 70s. And Alex breaks down, you break down in the course, you talk about how you quote Max Planck a bunch, the guy that won the Nobel Prize for quantum physics, and he talks about when he won the Nobel Prize, how there's no matter as such, that atoms are just energy, essentially. Everything is an electromagnetic field. And so I text you and I said, look at this document. And it was head of DARPA talking about how they created non-lethal electromagnetic weapons to disturb human electromagnetic fields and human brainwave states, human electromagnetic frequency patterns to control people's emotional states on a subconscious level. And I think that that's so powerful because we don't realize there's all this, that's the mind wars, right? We don't realize there's this entire, they literally have actual weapons they are using to trap people into their fake identity and to trap people into lower dimensions of consciousness, right?
That's it, exactly. And so when you read these MKUltra documents, you see the perspective of the enemy, how they're using this to control us. But by being conscious of it, you literally are aware of it now. It's like if you're asleep in college, your buddies can come put shaving cream on your face. But if you're not asleep, they can't do it. We are literally being put into a near trance daydream state by the flicker rates, the TVs, by subliminals, by everything. And then they're able to basically go in and rearrange the furniture in our house. But once you realize they're doing it, you can now arrange the furniture.
And, you know, I don't know, for whatever reason, Alex Jones was just this guy that was just like able to from the beginning, he was just bound to break out of this entire control system. But I know for myself, you know, I thought I was awake and I understood the New World Order and everything that's happening. But going through the course so many times, it made me reflect so much on, I said, you know what? All of society is an MKUltra study. And until we realize we're MKUltra patients, right? Because they weren't just figuring out how to depattern some lady in a room.
No, that was the beta test. They've now externalized it. Let's be clear about the Frank Church Committee in the late 70s. When they say those are 60s and 70s, that's just what they got from the 40s and 50s and 60s. It's light years worse now. And yes, 5G, all of it, we cover it in the course, is the externalization of all of that. Now they've gone again from beta to operational.
And when I was moving through the course, since you know you end, what I like about it is how you end every single section with a challenge or an exercise. It's a practical application of it. And so I thought, well, I understand all these documents, MKUltra, all these electromagnetic control systems, how they're using patents about subconscious control. But I was like, how does it control my life? And how does it control everybody else's life, even the people that are awake? And I think the real power of this course, in my opinion, I told Alex, I said, this is the thing where people are going to walk up to you and they're literally going to cry and they're going to say, this actually changed my life. I quit drinking because of it.
Exactly. We're not just telling people about the problems now, which is important to know the problems. Now we're giving people the real solution. And it's everything Jesus said. Okay, and this is our feeble attempt at mere mortals to contemporize it, but that's what's going on.
And so it made me think, well, and this is my question to you as a viewer. How are you MKUltra'd? Do you make the same amount of money every single year? Well, that's just an invisible ceiling trapped in the subconscious mind. That's one example of it. Well, does it control your inability to attract ideal romantic relationship? Does it stop your nonprofit or your movement to change your community and change the education system, and you can't ever get the funding you want, or your YouTube videos won't blow up? Literally, he breaks down how all of reality is a holographic mirror of consciousness. And I started
exactly. It's not magic just because you want to be successful and it happens. It's that you already had that potential before, and if you don't believe you can't do it, the door doesn't open. Believing you can do it opens the door. Doesn't do everything for you, but when you start opening doors, the confidence goes up, and now you're out of the cave, you're out in the wider universe. Sorry to interrupt.
No, it's. I mean, look, for whatever reason, Alex was that guy that was born without the governor on his engine that slows the speed of the car, and a lot of the rest of us were learning how to take that governor off, and my question to you as a viewer would be, how would it feel to take the governor off? And I invite you to do the same process that Alex takes you through this whole course and ask yourself, where is one of those governors, or if we liken it to computer software, where is one of those viruses that was installed in your system? Is it financially? Do you not believe you could double your income? Is it that you don't believe that you can create an all new education system?
Yeah, we could call this the human antivirus program.
That's basically what it is. It's teaching you how to identify the viruses, delete the viruses, and install a new system. So my question to you is, how would it feel to that thing that you always thought was you, how would it feel to realize that it actually isn't, that you can erase it? Whether it was a financial ceiling, whether it was achieving something in a nonprofit, whether it was becoming a huge, freaking amazing show host, taking on the globalists like
Alex.
What
you're saying is true. We do create these ceilings, and they tell women, oh, there's a ceiling because of men, or black folks, there's a ceiling because of white people. There is no ceiling. The only ceilings are there are the ones we self-impose or that we accept that others told us. But people telling you there's a ceiling all day, but they're going to take care of you, but you know, if you just join their party, they're full of crap. Yeah, that's the priesthood trying to control you.
And here's what I'd say, and this is, and I say this with all sincerity and love for Alex and everything that he's done over the years, is that I believe that there is a lot of us, I know as me, that felt like I couldn't do anything about it. I knew what was happening, but I didn't know how I could do something. And so I watched Alex for years and years and years. And what I'm inviting you to consider and why I encourage you to buy this course is because you have a God has a plan for you. You have a mission that is so much bigger than you can imagine, and the ceiling on your life is so much bigger than you can
imagine.
But
you've got to sign up, just like signing up for the military. God's free will. You're not getting drafted. You got to sign the paper.
And it's like, it's
almost, I'm going to tell you, the devil wants you to metaphysically sign up his paper. You got free will. God wants you to sign a contract.
That's actually one of the, spending so much time with you putting this course together is actually one of the things that I probably have learned most from you. You know, you break it down in the course, but just spending so much time with you, you know, just trying to understand, why is Alex Jones so big, so powerful, so successful, and how can I apply that into my life? And you really, besides shaking your head and schlepping it off when I keep asking you over and over, one of the things that it comes back to is you really understand how to harness free will. And can you talk a little bit about that? And you know, one of your favorite quotes is about the animating contest of liberty. And I was wondering if you could go a little bit into that free will.
There's
and why
a trillion
so
ways. There's a trillion ways to talk about this, but I've just learned this in my own experience. Like, I had instincts. My spirit wanted to do this. I didn't know why I was, but as you get older, you learn the systems. By challenging evil and by taking on corruption, let's just go back to more ancient physics, which are a subset. They're accurate, but limited. Newtonian physics, for every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. If you just sit at home and never fight evil and believe it controls the world, you will be weak. By going out and challenging it, because it's the right thing to do, your energy level goes up. It's like anything. You know, as you go out and start doing jujitsu or go out and lifting weights, you're going to get stronger. The way you're going to get sedentary and die is not going out and challenging and not going out and engaging. So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to, is observing the globalists and what they're doing, and then deciding to resist them, and even in little ways, begins to snowball. And so that's why this is so powerful. I mean, when you were here a few weeks ago, and they had just sent me this January 6th subpoena, they're trying to say I'm this mastermind, wanted to physically overthrow the government, all these lies. And we were sitting there talking about all of that, and again, they energetically want to go out and confront us, to basically try to make us be suppressed and bow down and be scared. And instead, we're going to take on the challenge and use it as an opportunity to educate and inform others and use that as a platform. So it really is the glass half full or half empty? And the truth is that it's totally full.
And there's that quote from Buckminster Fuller, and you might even start the course with it, but you mention it quite a few times, and it's not about fighting the existing system, but building a new one that makes the old one obsolete. And this is every area of life. And I ask myself, because sometimes I find myself just sitting back and coasting and just watching Alex, like almost like I'm in the arena and I'm watching this one guy on the field. And the reason I say to Alex, I'm like, I think this is the thing that tens of thousands of people will literally say this changed my life, because it's a switch when you realize, you know, instead of us going, man, medical tyranny, the hospital system screwed, well, you might be a doctor or a nurse, or you might be someone that just has a vision of a whole new private practice. You can build it. Or you might be someone that's sitting there and you're getting 100 views on your podcast, but you wish you could be big, huge, making a huge difference, like Alex, like Owen. this shows you how to take that step. You build the new podcasting systems. You build the new education. We find out the keys that are within ourselves. How you build, we go, the education system's teaching CTR and it's all screwed and teaching all this commie stuff. Let's build a new one. You know, we all have, every area of our society has been so corrupted.
Well, that's a great example. My wife's family's up in Omaha, Nebraska, really nice Christian people. And they had been going for several generations to this private school. And the private school this year said, we're going to force inoculate everybody that goes here and you're going to take the shot. And so more than a third of the parents, nicely, friendly, said, we're gone with our children. They had to find a building that was nice just down the street. And now, within just half a year going by, it was a third. Now 60%+ have left. And now that school's going, wait, we're not doing forced inoculations anymore. So it wasn't mean to go and start their own school. They were being oppressed. They were being pushed around. And instead of just bitching and complaining about it, they went and created their own new country, their own new system. And that's just a temporal, third dimensional example. And now they're having fun. Their kids are great. And they're not being injected with the New World Order.
And that's why this course gives me so much hope and optimism. Whereas it wasn't that long ago, I was honestly just, I wasn't sure what to make of what was happening. And the reason that this is so important and so powerful is because, look, you're listening to this right now. I know that you right here, you've had a big dream. You've had that hit of inspiration, whatever it is, whether it's your business, whether it's you want to reinvent the education system, whether you're going to build this, whether you have a company that's doing $50,000 a year in revenue and you don't believe that it could get to $10 million and you could use all that money to fund this new movement at Change the World, whatever it is, I think what happens is we all aspire to make a huge dent in this universe, like Alex, like other people that we see, but then we go, can I do it? I'm not sure how to do it. And Alex breaks down exactly how to get the governor off of your system, off of your engine, erase those viruses, rebuild your mind, literally rebuild your identity. It's like stepping into the 2.0 version of yourself when you move through this whole course.
And it's like Neo learning the code of the Matrix.
Yeah. And
that's when he finally wins, is when he goes, now he doesn't even see them anymore. It's his code.
And I believe that's the net for us to literally not just hang on by a thread to what's going on, but defeat this. That's the next step. It's the information war, but then it's the war for ourselves. You and I are on that war, and you have no idea how powerful you are. You're going to be like me. You're going to watch this course 6 times through, and you're just going to go, oh my gosh. Like, I was talking to Harrison. I said, what's the best part about, what have you learned most about being around Alex? And you're like, I just basically have gotten the motivation to run through brick walls. And I'm thinking, imagine if 10,000 of us tap into that level of our own strength.
Then people, you won't just have success in your life, but you'll be a leader to help others. Because the priesthood knows this information, but they use it to control people. We're trying to distribute this out so that we can empower everybody. That's the revolution, is that we're showing people the tricks.
Yeah, and it's like, whether it's like the hidden libraries in the Vatican, whether it's all these thousands, millions of declassified CIA documents on how to control your mind, Alex codified and put this whole system together to find out how that virus has been embedded in your system personally. Everyone has a different way they've been coded. How to erase that and literally step into the 2.0 version of yourself.
Yeah, stop looking at your racism or your sexism or your you being depressed about yourself or whatever they pre-programmed in you as your identity. It doesn't mean some group doesn't like you and they're dumb and they're still in slavery and they're dangerous. You know, being a black guy going to some KKK area is dangerous. Being a white guy going to some racist black gang area is dangerous. It doesn't mean that stuff isn't out there, but you've transcended it and see the manipulation. And just that turning loose of all that stuff completely is very freeing. And now you can clearly see what's going on a lot better. And it becomes a process.
And we're going to be back here in just a moment. I actually just remembered when I was sitting here, one of my other favorite parts of the course is you have this really powerful piece where you break down the psychology of how Joe Rogan became like this incredibly powerful individual. So we're going to be touching on that here in just a moment. And before we cut in to show you just another little clip of what you're going to get with the Reset Wars course, we'll toss it over to Alex to let you know where you can sign up and why it's important.
Well, I mean, it's just this simple. I don't tell people things that I think are false. Now, do I make mistakes sometimes? Yes. Do I get things wrong? Yes. I'm a little bit dyslexic. I flip dates and numbers around sometime, and I almost always catch it, or the crew does. But I'm accurate about 96%, 97% of the time. If I'm fresh during the day, you know, almost 100%. But you know, as the day goes on, we all make mistakes. We get tired. But I, at a mojo level, I don't follow some written thing out of some man's book. It's written on me that I don't want to ever promote anything to people that I don't personally know is as dead on as a flawed human can get. And so I can tell you, Reset Wars is extremely powerful, resetwars.com, and it's the foundational course. And of course, the foundation is the most important part of the house. It's not like the most important stuff's coming. It's all interconnected. The last course we do will be as important as this course. But if you didn't have this course, it's like having a rocket base without the rocket, or without the gantry, or without the crews. It's just there isn't even a rocket. This is the rocket that'll take us, all of us, to the next level. And everything is a continuum. This will financially help us stay on air and make more courses and reach more people. And it was always people that were willing to sell everything they had and travel around the world to build something new that trailblazed as pioneers. Like the pilgrims or the wagon trains that we now live in, these cities that they founded hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago. And so I can tell you what we cover here is foundational. It's transformative. It's next level. And whether this course ends up going into the zeitgeist and changing the universe, or whether somebody else figures it out and does it, this is the answer to the tyranny. This is the answer to 1984. This is the answer to the pedophiles and the devil worshipers. This is real. This is, from a scientific perspective, how energy works. And then you see from the spiritual perspective, the ancients got it, and that's in the spirit war. So that's why we try to bring it all in together in one unified field theory. Not if you go to this church, you follow this doctrine perfectly, and you know, you beat yourself over the head, and you do this perfectly right, and you do that. No, no, no. This is, hey, here's what the Holy Spirit wanted me to give you. Here's the sum of the knowledge, and this is the real download. And if you take this technology that God gave us, this will make the world a better place. And so there isn't just evil in the universe. There's good in the universe. And I'm telling you, resetwars.com, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is the next level. Go sign up for the course right now, learn the information, and then share it with others.
Why should you go to ResetWars.com and join today? You'll discover exactly how to defeat the Great Reset and protect your mind and soul from these demonic forces. They are waging a war, and some very big and dangerous things are coming. With this course, you'll finally know what's really happening, what you can do about it, and how to best prepare. The course will give you the tools to be one of the few who thrive and succeed during these hard times. Head to ResetWars.com right now to prepare.
I want to just explain this to you. And I know you already know this, but to really have this sink in, you're under attack, but you're not a victim. You're not part of victimology. You're part of victoriology, a term I think I coined. I haven't checked to see if somebody else said it. There's so many other minds out there. Somebody probably did say it. But the culture of victory. And if you just have that idea in your mind, your brain will try to figure out ways to overcome or innovate past any problem. And a lot of times I've noticed with victoriology, my mind isn't even worried about my enemies anymore. They're not getting my power anymore. Once I start thinking about avenues around them, I think of some whole new system that they're not even part of. And so that's the Holy Spirit. That's what this is about. But I cannot stress enough to you to understand that our enemies are using this technology against you. So if you're not aware of it, it's like being a blind man walking down the street and the street gangs can beat you up. Once you have sight, it's a lot bigger problem for them. So we're really trying to get that light to come on. So when I explain you're under attack, it's not because, oh, you're a victim, better hide in your house. No, know you're under attack. Know what the pitfalls are. It's like you're driving in the mountains when it's snowing and icing. Put chains on your tires. You're not a victim. Oh, I can't drive up the mountain to go, you know, to a great cabin and, you know, have Christmas up there or whatever in the Christmas tree and run around the snow and have fun. I can't go up there because my car will slide. No, put chains on your tires. And this is like chains on your tires. Now you're going to go right up that mountain.
And that's why I like the, you know, I told you that one of my favorite parts is when you talk about, are you an unconscious victim of the New World Order? Do you know, are you awake? You know exactly what's happening, but you don't realize your personal reality is controlled by a fake identity that's building invisible ceilings.
And exactly. And people feel like also, well, it's arrogant if I'm a leader. It's arrogant. No, hey, you better start running stuff or they're going to run it. And I don't mean run other people's lives. I mean lead by example.
And I wanted to end our segment before these next parts like this, because some people are going to be like, whoa, online course, Alex never done that. Why did he do that? What he just said is why this is built and why I'm honestly saying everyone needs to sign up for this. Supply chains, anything can happen. This is just another way to also continue to fund the InfoWars operation in a way that's basically going to make InfoWars bulletproof. Because no matter what happens, supply chains, anything, curse, this is going to be here. And the reason that it's made is because what he said, once this happens and we all pull that invisible ceiling off, it's game over. And we don't realize we're in that fake identity. That's why he said the victim.
Here's a great example. And the best example is what they've done to black people in America. And I don't mean all black people. I'm not trying to stereotype. But 60 years ago, black Americans had a lower level of illegitimacy than any other group. You know, no dads in the house. And now they have the highest. Because the system came in and said, we're going to help you. You've been a victim. We're going to do this. It didn't mean the old system was good. It was wrong too. But they brought in something more sophisticated. And so once you think everybody's out to get you, once you think everybody's racist, once you think you've got a chip on your shoulder, you've got an attitude, and now you're not going to do well in business, not because you're black, but because you've put that ceiling on there. The truth is, everybody's looking for everybody that's got a good attitude, willing to work. And everybody actually, all the white people I know actually want to work with everybody and actually don't want to be a part of this racism and stuff. And we're looking for people to work with us. So that's another example of just take the ceiling off and watch what happens.
Absolutely. So why don't you show, you know, I know there's a, we could talk for 15,000 hours about all these mind control, CIA declassified document. Why don't you show?
I'm going to show something. Because here's the deal. Jake, when I said, hey, let's do a section on mind control and on trauma-based mind control, and we shot some of that. We shot like 20 hours and cut it down to like six of the best. But then he looked at it, was like, whoa, this is actually what we're doing here. This is the reverse engineering MK Ultra, but giving people exactly. So I always like to show you and back it up, because if you go, don't just believe us, just go research declassified MK Ultra, MK Naomi. And that's one small part of mind control, but this is real admitted stuff that worked. And then look in the contemporary world what's happening, and you're going to see what they're doing. It's all about turn you around, confuse you, hit you with a bunch of emotion. Because when you're in that state, they can control you. This is us being like, okay, we know how that works. We understand how that happens. And we can get fired up, but when we want to. Okay, here we go. Here's just some of the headlines. The secret history of Fort Detrick, the CIA's base for mind control, Politico. Okay, this is going on. This is real. The Montreal experiments, brainwashing and the ethics of psychiatric experimentation. That was MK Ultra, psychiatrists all over the Canada and the U.S. engaged in mind control experiments, putting people on drugs, electroshock therapy, putting headphones on them. Now they got VR goggles, the metaverse, to totally program and control what you were talking about earlier. U.S. government mind control experiment, Psychology Today, run by the psychologist and psychiatrist. This is a real thing. The CIA's appalling human experimentation with mind control, out of history.com. The whole MK Ultra project. And then you've got our own government freaking out and paranoid in Moscow and Havana and Beijing, thinking they're being hit with microwaves, thinking they're being attacked. Is it happening? Well, yeah. If you look at the patents on these weapons worldwide, not just here, it's 5G. 5G is just a carrier. It can send data. They can also fluctuate and manipulate the actual synapses in your brain. Havana syndrome and the mystery of microwaves. Well, what do you think a cell phone is? What do you think a 5G is? Very powerful microwave oven system. And they're just putting them up. I mean, even Scientific American right here. Oh, mind control by cell phone. And then Jake's got all those documents.
And one of the crazy ones on that before you get going to the next, just real quick, 10 seconds.
Don't take your time. Let's keep going.
Is when the Richard Cicero, he was the deputy director for DARPA's, for the Pentagon's Advanced Military Technologies. And I was reading you that quote, which will pop up on the screen here in editing. He has a quote where he says that essentially they learned through microwave technology that they can actually go into a human brain. You don't have to be strapped down to a table. They can just unleash these frequency patterns on a city.
And we have a normal energy field. They can not just control us at that time, but change the field.
And he says that they tested it. They actually could influence a random human's emotions. You just randomly get overcome by feeling like you're alone, you're helpless, we can't beat the New World Order. That's what it is. And that's why this course is so important, because this is showing how to deconstruct it. You know, there's the other document where they talk about, it's the army, and they talk about how the mind has no firewall. There's no innate firewall to stop it from electromagnetic control systems. When they're in China has the firewall on the internet, we don't have one on our internet.
What we're saying is, yes, this outside forces are there, but consciously being aware of it gives us power over it.
Absolutely. So please continue with some more of those.
Well, here it is, mind control by cell phone. That's out of Scientific American, and it just admits the CIA and the government developing how to use these to, quote, calm the public during emergencies. Mind control for the masses, no implant needed. Another big article, wired.com, right there. So everything you're saying in those documents, just backing it up for folks, where they can go pull these up. Electromagnetic frequency, mind control weapons. That's a big government report out of the Baltimore Chronicle. Excellent. Remote control behavior with rewarding electrical stimulation in the brain. 1965, remote control dogs, just with electromagnetic systems. The power of mind control, it's all there. All these declassified documents, how they can control us, how they can use electronic mind control, electromagnetic frequencies. Magnetic control works in live animals, makes mice happy. How they could put graphene oxide into our bodies and then use that as a capacitor to basically manipulate our minds. That's what's going on. They're getting the interfaces ready. How powerful is TV and the theta flicker rate for mind control? And then it goes into government reports and documents on the flicker rate, putting you into a trance state. U.S. repeals propaganda ban, spreads government-made news to Americans. Foreign policy, that was more than 10 years ago, and that's going to lead in to more of this in just a moment. We're showing you these documents. Here's the one you mentioned earlier, Dr. Ewan Cameron, whose chief scientist was Jolyon West, who recently died. He was Tim McVeigh's doctor. These same guys were doctors to Theodore Kaczynski, who was the Unabomber, who was in MKUltra. That's it, declassified. And it talks about how they could erase this woman's memory, someone they kidnapped, and how using these programs, they were able to turn her into a mind control slave, how they erased who she really was with a depatterning, created a new pattern. That is from MK Ultra. Use of fear to control behavior in COVID crisis was totalitarian, amid scientists. British military used mind control techniques. Read the article. Mind control techniques to control the public. And it goes on. Medical psychological emergency units. Chump. Lockdown is the world's biggest psychological experiment, and we will pay the price. This is all mainline scientists saying that this is the government doing this with corporations to scare you into staying home, into taking these shots, not to help you, but to put in this global control grid. Biggest psychological experiment in history is running now. Scientific American. The whole thing is a fear-based mind control system to see who they can get under their control. And it goes on and on and on, ladies and gentlemen.
This is why this course is so powerful. There's going to be a lot of other awesome stuff coming up here in the rest of this broadcast. It's not just like, oh, look, they're doing mind control. How bad? The question that Alex poses is, if all of this is taking place, Can't we theoretically reprogram our entire operating system?
Couldn't we use this instead of making a woman an assassin or turning a woman into a sex slave? Couldn't we help people with depression or things be aware of this and use it themselves?
Couldn't you
reprogram yourself to be happy?
Yes. Could we all become literally more powerful than we possibly imagine? So Elon Musk and Zuckerberg and whomever else aren't the ones with all the resources. We are. And technically we can. We already know all this stuff. He breaks down the entire secrets of quantum physics, reality. Oh,
that's a great point. I just wanted to hit this so people understood what they're doing to you so that you understand the answer.
Exactly. And that's why this course is different. That's why this course is powerful. So I want to thank you for having me on today, Alex.
The Japanese have a saying that if you're going to get raped, you might as well just go along with it and enjoy it. The Japanese are great people, but I don't have that philosophy. You try to rape me, I'm going to gouge your eyeballs out. Or you try to hurt my daughter or anybody else, I'm going to kill you. And so when I tell you all these bad things are going on, I don't do it because I think you're going to get scared and roll over. I've met with the globalists quite a few times, not a long time, but I mean, off record, I met with them. One time they messed up on record in front of my producer, and I talked to the head of the Kissinger Group. They tried to hire me, get me to go to New York so I could talk about that case. But they want to terrorize people and make them scared to submit to them. And they told me, they said, we like your show. Now they don't. Of course, they figured out that I was right. People hear they're under threat. They're going to wake up and do something. Especially if they know there's an answer and a way to defeat it. But they told me every time, you know, Alex, you sit there and do our job. You scare the public, tell them about us, and that just makes them submit more. And I said, I believe in humanity. I believe they'll rally against you. And since that happened, now they want me shut down because they see I'm right. So I don't tell you these negative things here on air so you get depressed and you get despondent. I believe when you know your neighbor's house is on fire, you're going to go try to help them. I believe when you know your daughter or son or whoever is being abused, you're going to go do something about it. Or if you're being cheated or screwed over, you want to know about that. I'm not one of these guys that wants to hear about a problem after it's too late. We're telling you the solutions that you have in your hands that God gave you. We're not your boss. We're just pointing out that you've got, if your tire blows out, you got a spare. And you've got a way to change the tire in the back of your car right now, folks. And that's all we're saying is don't be a victim. Overcome this system and then help others overcome it because that's what you're meant to do. You're meant to be a teacher. You're meant to be a leader. You're meant to help others. That's the real fulfilling animated contest. And that's what it's all about. And so I just hope you'll all go to ResetWars.com. I hope you will get the course. I hope that you will share the knowledge that's in the course. And I hope to be here with you in future courses. We're going to start a monthly thing and then a weekly thing for people that have been involved in the course. We're going to have just a lot of other stuff we're doing. This is just the beginning. But beginnings, as they say, are very, very important times. And this is a big deal. This isn't hype. This is ResetWars.com. Closing comment, Jake.
I want to thank you for having me on today. I'm honored to have been able to watch this whole course being filmed live, but also, like I said, I've been able to watch this a half dozen times. And as someone myself, maybe like you listening, I've been a fan of Alex forever. And I have to say, I've seen so many of the films, the shows. This is by far the greatest thing he's ever created. And I can tell you just from one Alex Jones and one InfoWars fan to another, you're going to want to sign up for this right now. This is very important. It's very important because this is going to be life-changing stuff, but it's also very important because of the attacks that are happening to InfoWars. And this is the next iteration, whether it's supply chain disruptions or whatever it might be, to continue to fund this operation and continue to push the needle forward. Alex has a big vision and a lot of things planned. Think of this like InfoWars University, Alex Jones University, breaking it all down. So go right now. And I encourage you to sign up for this course right now. Do it for yourself. Do it for your friends. Do it for your family. And it's going to be
game over. We never told the Joe Rogan story.
Well, I got a flight that I have to catch. So.
No, we got to tell
them. They got to go into the course.
Joe just texted me. So the point is that Joe is full on awake now. And he was projecting his own goodness onto the globalist. But now he's realized it. But he's also realizing his power. He's using it, and it's getting very exciting. So we're living in amazing
times. When all of us go through this and we find out how to switch those knobs in our mind and step into that type of power, whether it's Joe, whether it's you, we can all do this together. Like Alex says in the course, first they come for your mind, then they come for your soul. So sign up right now, resetwars.com.
That's right. All right, you go get your flight. And then I saw you when you were here a while back on with Harrison Smith. I thought that was a powerful interview where you laid this out. So we're going to air that too in the emergency broadcast.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Anything else you've got, any other ideas, let us know, all right?
Absolutely.
All right, resetwars.com, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you all so much for joining us. We'll go to break and we'll be right back.
Why should you order Reset Wars today? It will help you prepare yourself and protect your family from the Great Reset. The globalists are about to attack like never before. They're ramping up for total collapse of society. With this course, you'll finally know how to prepare mentally, spiritually, and financially for the coming hard times. This course will give you the mental and spiritual strength to defeat the Great Reset and how to protect yourself, your friends, and your family. Head to ResetWars.com right now and join today.